Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome. Sorry, that was more than a half a second delayed. This is Lizzie with the Lizzie T Show. I am here thanks to Block Talk Radio. We are live today. It is January the 23rd. It's 7 o'clock, a regular time. And this is the continuation of a show that unfortunately we weren't able to accomplish on Monday, and here we are. Finally, things are taken care of. Bugs are taken care of. We did have a horrible snowstorm. Winds were just, my goodness, it was pretty awful to try to get to the studio because of the weather condition here in Canada. Fortunately, we are in Canada, and this time of year it's winter, and we do get lots of snow and lots of wind and lots of cold. So it is what it is. I am not complaining. I am so happy that I'm able to hear with you guys from different cultures, different countries. We have 58 countries listening to us worldwide. If not now, later on, because this show is recorded, so you get to hear it over and over again, especially if you know my guest, if you know the author author's behalf, because we have a very special show for you today. Very, very impressive story, and I'm very happy to have them here on the show. I just wanted to make sure that we are being right now sponsored by naturenova.ca. So thank you so much, NatureNova, for sponsoring the show. And Natasha Bridgemahan, which is an amazing consultant. If you are looking to invest in your retirement or even your kids' education, contact Natasha Bridgemahan. By the way, Natasha has invited the Lizzie T Show to cover the event and to be part of their gala. Every year in February, they do have a gala in January, February. And this time, it's happening again on this Saturday. So we are so honored to be able to go and attend this amazing event. So thank you so much, Natasha. Talking about covering the event, I was nominated last year, the end of last year, as a Woman on Fire. Now, Woman on Fire organization here in Canada, in Toronto, that honors women, normal women like me, and like mothers and single mothers and entrepreneurs that work really, really hard, or even work, and they work really hard to make a difference. And I don't believe that making a huge difference, but there you go. I've been nominated. I cover this event every year. If I'm not mistaken, 2018 was my fourth year covering the event. And to my surprise, I was nominated as Woman Business of the Year. So I am very honored. I do not take this lightly, because I figured I'm here to honor other ladies that have done much more than I have throughout the year, and obviously they need. So thank you so much for the nomination. I will still be covering the event, and congratulations to all of the other nominees. We will be finding out who the winner is, as always, in the gala in April. So I would like to take one of you ladies from the Toronto, Canada area. to the gala with me. It is a ticket worth $150. I would love to take one of you with me. So if you would like to attend to the gala, you have to dress up and you have to, put yourself to the top. I mean, it's a night out the food is amazing. The venue is just incredible. So send me an email at show@lizzyt.com, show@lizzyt.com. And tell me why do you think you need to attend or you would like to attend. And I will select ladies to come with me to this gala and for Woman on Fire in April. Okay, so right after the interview, everyone, I will have my musical section and I will play some of the songs that have been submitted to us via our email. And again, the email is show@lizzyt.com. And I would like to play some of the songs that you've been submitted. And we don't discriminate. It could be gospel, it could be jazz, it could be rap, it could be anything. We are here to help you, to help with your music career. We know that it is a bit challenging to try to play your songs in a regular radio station, but here at the Lizzy T Show, we are 150% supportive of your craft. So send us your MP3. We have a variety of songs. The show is about, we're going to have a little bit of extended time today, an exception to what happened on Monday, but the show usually is about an hour, so about 30 minutes, 20, 25 minutes with our guests, and then the rest of the show is music. So we will be playing a variety of songs. Our inbox is pretty full. And one thing I just highly stress, please, please send MP3s that are, you know, PR rated. We do not play profanity or any of that other type. We love a variety of songs, but it has to be PR rated. And that's pretty much it. So my theme music, I think, is pretty much about to play.
Canadian show. North American radio show. And now worldwide show. The Lizzy T Blog Talk Radio Show.
Today, everyone, again, it is 7 o'clock Toronto time, a regular time. We are here pretty much almost every day, with the exception of certain issues sometimes, or we repeat a show if we are not live. If you would like to call us in and interact with us, we have a number to call. It's 215-383-5705, 215-383-5705. We will love to interact with you. We will love to tell you, about the author. If you have a question, concern, or even just to say hello, we do not bite. We have today a son, which is representing a mother that wrote an amazing book. The son is called Wayne Parker, and he published a beautiful book, a book of poems. The book is called A Deep Sea Heart. And the mother's name is Verly Jean. It's a complete charming book of poetry and illustration that touched the heart and soul of every age, from very young to elderly. Heartwarming thoughts of birth, life, death, and nature's wonder, reflection of mother's nature's wondrous creation and marvelous tree, mountains at the universe, taking breath down everyday stress and strive for one escape while a commuter train carpool from work, or just relaxing during lunch break. Love to see this book. Now, this book written by Verly, I think that's how you pronounce her name, Verly Jean. And she was born and raised in Slim Buttes region And this is in Black Hill in South Dakota, which I'm not too familiar with the area here in Canada. Our guest right now resides in beautiful California, one of my favorite places in the whole world. I mean, we here in Canada, it is so cold throughout the year. California and Miami are our places to go in the state, and Arizona as well, right? So I would like to talk to him about this wonderful book. What made him honor his mother? I mean, I just find out that she passed away last year, and this book was written or published in 2012. And what a beautiful gesture. My goodness, I am at awe. When he mentioned that, I actually had to tell you guys, I had goosebumps. It is such a beautiful way of keeping the memory of a loved one. I mean, we have pictures, we have movies, but a book, wow. And I'm wondering if she knew that what you were doing before she parted. So all those questions I want to ask Wayne before, bring him on. So let's welcome him with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. Hello, Wayne. And welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. Finally, how are you doing this afternoon for you in the States, and good evening for me?
Hello, Lizzie T. Thank you for having me. We had some rain here ourselves, and things got a little chilly, but nothing like back east, seeing what you guys were going through on the news. Right now we are heading towards a little bit of springtime weather, so it's been kind of nice.
Very, very jealous of you guys. Today is, yeah, absolutely. Here in Toronto, it's when we woke up, it felt like minus 15, 16, which is the norm for us. And we are definitely jealous of our friends in LA. And I have family in Miami that, every time they said come over because they know that the weather gets pretty bad around January and February. But when let's talk about this beautiful dedication. Beautiful legacy that your mom left. I assume, are you the only son? What made you, or it was a family affair? Let's turn this poems into a book for mom. What happened? How did you decided? Was it a dream that your mom had from the beginning, and she didn't get to do it because of her health issues? Let's talk that, because my audience is, I can guarantee you, they're dying to know.
Well, she was born in the Slim Buttes of South Dakota and was kind of a tom girl. She was born in 1924, and her desire to be a poet began at the age of 8 years of age. She knew she wanted to be a poet, so this book is actually compiling about 80 years of poetry. It's a rather substantial piece of work. She's also the artist in 32 illustrations in the book, and she also did the cover page, which is a beautiful picture of a gypsy lady. She did that over 50 years ago using pastels, and that adorns the book. And she just really was a very, very matriarch of the family and loved her parents, her grandparents, her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren. And what I like about the book is it's kind of like it's the size of a Bible. It has 844 poems. It's 660 pages. And I kind of feel like it's sort of like a cookbook. It's not a novel. Cookbooks you refer to frequently. This is something that you know, one can pick out their favorite poems and relax sitting by the fireplace or commuting to and from work or on a break at work. And there's so much to choose from that, you know, you can pick out favorite poems and then keep looking for other favorite poems. And I have four grandchildren, and my wife actually puts them to bed reading some of these poems, and it relaxes them. I would say about 4 to 5 poems in, they are snoring and sound asleep and relaxed.
That is so sweet. So it was. You're not an only son, are you?
I have an older brother who actually lives in Florida as well. So.
Wow. Okay. So it was a common decision between you and your brother. Let's make this book. Wow. 80 years worth of poem. That is incredible. And I can imagine why is 844 pages. I can definitely see. And for her to do the artwork, I have the cover of the book, everyone, on my social media, on my Facebook and on all Instagram and all over. It is beautiful. So she wanted to be a writer. She wanted to be a poet, since she was 8 years old, 1924. Incredible. So she got sick, and did she know that you ended up publishing you and your brother decided to publish this book? How does that came about?
Actually, it was my daughter, her granddaughter. Back in 2012, we finally got her to retire at the age of 83, and we were taking care of her, and we did the self-publishing through Ex Libris. My daughter, Valerie, actually was very helpful in getting that going. Unfortunately, she did have some progression of dementia, you know, Alzheimer's and dementia through her later years. It just kind of progressed. You know, it's a slow progression, but you realize in retroactively that it did begin several years earlier. But she was thrilled that it was published at least, and that it wasn't going to end up in a garbage can somewhere. And right now, I think, to follow her legacy, we want to share it with the world, because I really feel that it would be something that can be comforting, something that somebody can refer to frequently. Like I said, like a cookbook, you know, when you want to relax, need some inspiration or something to reflect on your own life, this book has some really beautiful poems in them. For the price, it's really less than 3 cents per poem, which is kind of a bargain. And like I said, it's pretty extensive. It's 844 poems, 662 pages.
Wow, that is incredible, Wayne. It's beautiful to know that your daughter, your mother's granddaughter saw a something amazing and didn't want to lose the value of so many poems, and you guys decided to publish this. And I'm so glad that before her dementia and her Alzheimer's, I know what you're going through, Wayne, because my father went through the same thing. It is very, very devastating to see a loved one, lose their mental ability, and somebody who, in your case, somebody so strong, somebody so well throughout the years, all of a sudden you see them wither like a flower. So, but I'm so glad that you have this legacy to pass on to your kids, to your grandkids, and if your wife already is reading the book, this is amazing. This is going to be forever and pass on to generations. And before she her disease got the better of her, she's able now to say, hey, it was done. And what would you say that is the reaction, Wayne, from obviously your family, your kids are ecstatic about what happened, you know, to see such a big book and to see beautiful recipes of hope and inspiration. But how about the rest of your circle, your family members or friends or church people? What do they say about the publishing of the book?
Well, most people find it rather comforting. They're kind of impressed with the cover, the artwork. You know, poetry's not a real cash cow, so to speak. That's how my mom felt about it. A lot of this was, you know, kind of part of her therapy in a way. And it helped her to get through life. You know, she, you know, was a tom girl running around the hills up there, and they had a Johnny cow, which is a milking cow, which, you know, in South Dakota, they had some brutal winters there as well. And, they had a dog. She has three younger sisters, and they had a dog that would follow them around and protect them. They went to sleep to the sounds of coyotes. And I think the country that she grew up in was just really something that inspired her, the beauty of the area. In the introduction to the book, she states, "Poems need the resource of solitude, for this is the feeding ground for the imagination, a spiritual nourishment mm-hmm. food cannot offer. Poems are the songs we sing when no one is listening. Poems are the mortar strengthening against adversity." And that was her introduction to the poem. And, you know, she has haikus.
Actually, if it's okay with you, Wayne, if it's one short poem that is one of I'd love for you to read it to us and audience. That question, I want to leave it right after I have a word of my sponsor. Another question of your poem, I want to ask you, who do you say in your family, maybe your kids, had this beautiful writing? Think of the two questions and I will come.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birch-Mohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you. More time for your family. More money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birch-Mohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit NatureNova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
I am back, and I'm just giving you guys a little teaser. This is one of the songs that is submitted to us via our email, show@lizt.com. Her name is Kaya Miranda, everyone. She's a beautiful gospel singer, and if you would like to see your MP3, we will play it after our interview. love today, everyone. Thank you so much, Natasha Brishbahan and Nature Nova, for sponsoring this show. It is almost 7:30 Toronto time, Canada. Here with a beautiful, beautiful sun, which has done an amazing job to capture, leave a legacy. She is in she's in a better place. We are so happy that he published a book for his mother's behalf, and we are talking about this legacy. It's a book of beautiful poems. We will find out where we can get this book for sure. So not to, and I asked him if he had a favorite poem that his mother used to read to him, or maybe he just loves this one the most. Love to hear it. And the next question after that is, did grandma leave a legacy? Of course she did, but anybody else in the family is good at writing poems? We'll find out. Wayne, can you read us one of your favorite ones, the ones that kind of most that your mom used to read or she wrote, and it just reminds you of how do you pronounce her name? Is it Verly Dean?
It's actually Verl. Her last E is kind of silent. A lot of people refer to Verly, but it's actually Verl Jean.
A Verl Jean. Okay. Awesome. So here it is. There is the stage. Go ahead.
This is a striking poem that I find rather nicely written. It's called The Prisoner. Here I am a captive, and I my jailer be. I've locked the heavy doors and lost the key. My gloom is thick and heavy. The stars peer down, for night is ever present in this prison on the ground. The walls are damp and cold. The mice are very still. Oh God, oh God, I wish this floor were a soft and grassy hill. They give me poor water. I thirst for rain. They give me only silence to heal the burning pain. Here I am a captive, and I my jailer be. I slipped behind the darkness and locked the doors on me. The hours are like fingers caressing my staring eyes. And oh, I cry to see the broad and sunlit skies. My crime, I'm sure, was terrible to be punished thus so after. But all I did, oh, all I did was lose the gift of laughter.
Well, that is beautiful. Now, can you tell us why is this one of your favorites, or what does it remind you of? Did she used to tell this one to you when you were younger? What's the story behind this particular poem?
I just feel that it has a lot of emotion to it. My mom did serve in the Women's Air Corps for a brief stint in World War II. She's, you know, had her struggles with, you know, emotions, and like all of us. And I think the melody of this poem is rather striking, and then it's kind of surprising to find out that she just lost the ability to laugh, which I think makes one realize that we need that laughter in our lives, even when we're not really feeling at our best. The book is full of those kind of emotions, both about nature, God's creations. So much to choose from. And in fact, some of these poems, you know, Bernie Taupin used to write lyrics for Elton John, and then he would turn it to music. Maybe there's a musician out there that might be able to do that. And I know that poetry is not too popular with maybe the guys, but they might score some points with their girlfriend or wife, if, you know, as a gift. You know,
absolutely.
Kind of
and you know what? Valentine's is just around the corner, guys. So this is the chance your hands on this. Now, the title, was this something that it was chosen by you, by the publisher, by your daughter? How did the title came about? And I'm surprised that there is so much intricacy in the poem itself. Did your mom take literature or English or poem writing or any of that, or it was all came naturally to her?
She was just talented in so many ways. She does art. She was an artist. She did, like I said, she did the cover. There's 32 illustrations that aren't in color, but they were penciled. They're very nice in color in the paperback. It's not in color, but she has some illustrations that she's drawn over the years. And she was played piano, so she's quite the artist in so many ways. But she loved being a mom.
And you know, good for her that she took that forward, and she didn't actually, you know, had that talent, that gift with her, and was able to kind of put it in writing. And here we are today sharing this legacy with the world, and hopefully a lot more people will be able to get their hands on this beautiful, beautiful compilation of amazing poems that she has written. Now, was the name chosen by you, or was it chosen by the publisher?
No, I think it's something that reflects my mom. She pretty much went with it because of the gypsy, and she was kind of a free spirit. You know, she was pretty hard-headed. You know, she went to the beat of her own drum and
set on her ways. I can just imagine. I would have loved to have met her. Now, I asked you earlier before we had to cut for a couple of words of our sponsor. So do you see this gift? Do you see this reflected in yourself or your brother or any of your kids? Is there anybody else kind of carrying on this legacy?
Well, I've written a few poems that I'm rather proud of over the years, just inspiration through my children. You know, but nothing to the extent as my mom. She was a librarian for a better part of her life, and so she surrounded herself with animals and books and spent a lot of time just contemplating things and writing and drawing. But she shared her love with her children and her grandchildren, and eventually her great-grandchildren. And I think she was a beautiful example for all of us to follow. And she has a beautiful picture of her that was taken when she was 82. It's on her website that we developed for. It's called verlgean.com. That's verlgean.com. And on that website, it begins with a beautiful picture of her. You can see the beauty in her. And there's a little YouTube along with that where the publisher or publicist created a YouTube on that website. I wrote the lyrics to that YouTube, but it has a little description, some of what you mentioned at the beginning of the show. But I really love the picture of my mom on that website. It's just a beautiful picture of a beautiful lady.
And we will definitely share that with my social media as well. So everyone will have that link, verlgean.com, on my Facebook, Lizzie T Radio, on Instagram. This interview later on will be transferring to our YouTube channel. Remember our YouTube channel, The Lizzie T Show, where we have videos Unfortunately, I can't go all over the world, so we have videos of shows that we have done on our YouTube channel, and some of the shows have to our YouTube channel as well. So we'll have all those links there, everyone. But the most important question, and I do not want to forget before we start running out of time. So where can people get this amazing book, Wayne?
Well, it's available on Amazon and on Barnes & Noble and several other book links. The easiest way to access it would be through her website, virilgene.com. And there's a few sample poems on there as well. One entitled Valerie, which is my daughter. And she wrote a little poem about her, which is kind of cute.
Phenomenal. We'll be sharing all that information with our audience. Right now, as mentioned earlier, we are getting close to Valentine's Day, and this is an amazing gift for you to give to your loved one. For you guys that are dating, how about you score some brownie points with your loved ones and read some of those amazing poems? One of the last questions I want to ask you, Wayne, who would you say is your target audience? Because we were talking about this book being read to mothers, to kids, men that are dating that want to read a great poem. So who would you say is their greatest target audience? Or it doesn't matter. It's for all ages.
Yeah, I think there's something there for everyone because it's rather voluminous. It touches the old, elderly, the young, people working that need a little break, you know. And I've got a real short poem I'll just leave you with. It's called The Valerie.
Yes, please go ahead.
Daughter.
Yes, please go ahead.
It's a short one, but it's cute. Hug on me lightly, Grandma, hug on me lightly, she said, and lifting sweet lips for a kiss, she trundled off to bed. Little have I in worldly gain, little triumphs and success, but I have all a world can give in one sweet goodnight kiss. That's it.
I am liking it more and more. This has been awesome. Wayne, I want to thank you so, so much for being here in the Liz T. Show and for your patience. Unfortunately, Monday was not a good day, but today we made it up. This is a beautiful book, a beautiful legacy. I would feel so honored if my girls, my wives, they do something like this for me. Only that, I mean, it's just not just talking about the book, but he is going around and he's doing radio interviews and talking about this beautiful book and leaving and keeping that memory of a special person and sharing it with the world. Already doing it with the family and friends, but now sharing it with the world. And I think that's very, very commendable that you're doing that for your mother, and she will be definitely very happy and proud doing so. And even your kids, I mean, you're looking at your kids, your daughters and your grandkids. I know that they know that you are doing something great. And as wrong comes around, you're doing this for your mother, they will do something special for you that someday they think is beautiful what you're doing. So thank you so much for being in the show. Any last word, Wayne?
No, I thank you very much for your time, and it's really been a pleasure, and it's always kind of enlightening for me to reflect on her memory and be able to, you know, hopefully get this to people that really would enjoy it, and I really thank you for the opportunity.
The pleasure and the honor is all mine. Thank you so much. Again, you and your family are so, so special, and you're very, you're commended for doing such a great job for your mom and, you know, for her memory as well. So thank you so much. Have a fantastic evening, and thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye for now. And that was Wayne Parker. My goodness. Oh, I would feel so amazing to have, you know, my mom. I think I should do something for my mom now. I feel left out. I mean, this is, yeah, what am I doing for my mom? Anyhow, check it out, everyone. Viraljean.com is the website. I will have it on my social media. So Facebook.com/LizzyJeanRadio. It is the show, the link, and also will be on LizzyJ.com, and there's a link to this radio show, and all the links to get the book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So not to worry if you missed anything, if you would like to listen to this again and you didn't get, or it was hard for you to understand, or there was any, I have all that on my website, on my social media. So let's continue on before we run out of time. As I mentioned to you guys earlier, this is a song by Kaya Miranda, a beautiful gospel singer. She sent her MP3 a little bit, but we're still playing her song. It's called Higher. Enjoy it, everyone.
See a mother at the bus stop making her way to work. I see a young girl looking at a purse, dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up. And the businessman has been by. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up. Oh yeah. In the city streets full of poverty, and the businessman has seen by. I want to lift. You gotta lose yourself, no matter what comes in your way. We gotta lift him high.
Expected. How could I let it?
And that was Andrea Goodman. Thank you so much. She's right here from Toronto, Canada. So thank you so much for submitting your MP3. Next up is Deja. She is from LA and she also sent her MP3. So thank you so much.
Chillin' with my crew. Me and you, it's the truth, what you wanna do. Grindin' on the dick, baby, do what it do. Can't take my eyes off you. Feelin' on my body like you know me. Baby girl, number one, you my trophy. Got a nigga feelin' like it was a goalie. Grippin' on your waist while you move slowly. Back to forward, forward, back, yeah. Ease your mind, you're right in time, yeah. Huh, won't you grind for me? Baby girl, won't you grind for me? Yeah, ha.
Eyes on me, it's just like you see me naked. Move to the left, move to the right, vibe right. I'ma get you lost tonight. And as we move to the floor, you know I'ma put on a show. I'ma ride the boat, ride the boat. Work the middle, just a little. Tryna have a private party with your body. Moving on your wood, yeah, I see the excitement. Everybody wants my body, but my body's wanting you. Everybody wants my party. But the party's here with you. Take your key and tote my ignition. Let go of all your inhibitions.
Persuasion, sensation. It happens all the time.
All the time.
of control. Got to make some playful conversation. It happens all the time. First by step, it's like bathing in sunshine. Nothing more magical, charming, supernatural. First by second. Hearts are racing. Happy ride. My heart's not steady. I'm ready. First by step, it's like bathing in sunshine. Nothing more magical, charming.
That was Sorantes, everyone. Sorantes has been a very faithful follower for the Lizzie D Show for the last 3 years, pretty much since we started. And every time he writes a solo or a single, he submitted to us. So thank you, Sorantes. Love that song. And we have time for just one more song. Sorry about that, guys. We will be playing Ashley with the song Daria. Ashley is from New York, and she sent her MP3 a little while ago, but here we are still playing. So thank you so much, Ashley. And we'll be back just to say goodbye, and we'll be back tomorrow. Just enjoy.
I can see you're falling apart. Run.
Hello, hello, hello. And that was Ashley with the song Gary. Yeah. And yeah, so this is pretty much it, everyone. This is one of our last songs. If you are interested in sending us your MP3, send us your email at show@lizzyt.com. show@lizzyt.com. We do have a variety of songs that we do play throughout the show, and we do not discriminate. It could be gospel, it could be jazz, it could be rap. It is definitely one of our biggest strengths is to have the musicians have your craft exposed here, because we know that it is challenging to your music played out there. So that's pretty much it, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing network that we have here created in Toronto, Canada. And we are so delighted for you to join us again on another show. We are back tomorrow. We're back on Friday. We have a variety of guests coming up, lots of author, lots of books that we have to discuss. And you are welcome. Do not forget that if you to speak to us, the numbers to call us is 215-383-5705. We love interaction for you to call us in. So this is it for today, everyone. Join us again tomorrow to vote at Bonfire for the award. And do not forget, I'm looking to take someone with me to the gala as well. I am your host and one of the producer of the Liz. Bye-bye for now. Big hello to Matthias that is listening to us all the way from Chile as well. Bye-bye for now. I'm your host and the producer of the Liz T Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzy T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new?
Looking at a purse and dreaming about self-worth, but everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up higher in city streets. Poverty and the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up higher. In the city streets full of poverty and the businessmen passing. Gotta lose yourself. No matter what comes in your way, we gotta lift him high. I wanna lift you up.
wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher.
I can see.